Hey, what's good, everybody? You're probably thinking, what the hell is this? And is Tosh just totally ripping off Lost in Bronx's audio diary? And the question to the latter is, yeah, I'm totally just aping his format for what I think are good reasons. And hopefully this sort of prototype zero episode will explain a little bit. And, you know, this is just a new podcast, just something I wanted to throw out there. Just sort of my, as the title implies, just sort of my rambling about things that I either think are important or things I want to talk about. So sort of the genesis of this idea for a podcast and stuff is actually comes from Lost in Bronx directly. We were talking over email, and I had mentioned that we hadn't, you know, spoken person to person in quite a while. And he had made the return comment that, yeah, we hadn't, but since we listen to each other's podcasts, we kind of feel like we know what's going on in each other's life. And that it really is true. I kind of feel like I probably know more about his life than he knows about mine, because you random is three guys. And, you know, we're all trying to fit our life in there. And there's things I don't typically talk about on that show. I try to stay out of really, really personal stuff if I can, because I tend to get a little heated about things. I don't know if you've noticed that. Where here I can do that a little bit. So you can kind of blame Lost in Bronx for this this podcast if you want. Although I, you know, as you'll see, I'm not really doing it for anybody but myself. If somebody else listens to it and they think that it's cool and they learn something about me, that's awesome. But for me, this is the reasons for doing the show go beyond that. So kind of the other that sparked that comment from Lost in Bronx sparked the idea of this rolling around in my head, and there were other things that I kind of had going on at the same time. I've always been like really super lucky as a person that we joke that my family is a bunch of cockroaches, because up until a few years ago, I had great grandparents, and my family is typically very long lived, which, you know, who doesn't want that? And the benefit of that was that I've grew up being pretty close to my extended family. There were some issues because of the way my parents didn't want to raise us the way that their parents raised them, which I'm sure happens in every family. But we were typically pretty close. And specifically my grandparents, both grandparents are within 5 minutes of where I live. Literally, one pair of grandparents was on the same road as me. I could walk to them. Which that's one of the reasons I moved back. There's three generations that live on this in this sort of neighborhood, to where I can literally walk to my parents' house and I can walk to my grandparents' house. Over the course of the last year, that's kind of changed for me. Last year, about this time, my grandmother had passed away from, you know, just kind of a freak accident. She wound up just tripping and falling downstairs, and that, you know, was enough. And then recently, it was last month, I lost my grandfather on the other side. That one was a little harder. It was actually due to suicide. He was living with some pretty, he was suffering a lot. He had some medical issues that kind of were, you know, precipitated that decision, which me dealing with that is a whole separate thing. You know, and not to bring it down, but, you know, when you're pretty close to people and you lose them, it kind of makes you reflect on things. And one of the things that I've noticed about both of my grandparents is that regardless of how well you think you know someone, there's always this process of when somebody dies that you're trying to like breadcrumb together their life. And that's difficult, especially when things don't match up and people are complicated and, you know, patterns don't match. And so you wind up with these cognitive dissonances about people that you thought you knew really well. And so having sort of an audio diary or any kind of diary, but let's face it, if I had to write it down or type it out, that ain't going to happen. So this is the easiest format for me. It's a way to kind of like leave some breadcrumbs about me. And that kind of led to another idea that was rolling around in my brain. You know, there's not much in there, so things start to stick to each other. That if you don't know, most people who are probably listening to this know, Lord Drakenblut. He passed away a few years ago from cancer, and I had the pleasure of knowing him quite well. We both lived in Indiana. We conversed fairly regularly. And as he was in the process of dying, I mean, quite literally, he knew that his time was up. Our last few conversations we had was that he was taking a server that he, or a computer that was going to be a server, and he was going to record and store as much stuff as he could for his daughter, who was fairly young at the time, and he was worried that she would never really know her dad. And just watching him go through that process and having conversations about, like, him racing to literally the finish line to try to amass enough stuff to give his daughter a good handle on who he was as a person. It was simultaneously one of the most amazing things I ever saw, and it was also kind of one of the saddest things I've ever seen. I can't English. And so watching him do that, I very distinctly remember thinking, I don't want to be having that race. I want to have enough banked that my kids have a way to kind of go back and see who I was. And, you know, whether it's something important or whether it's just mundane, just leaving more of those breadcrumbs. So they're not trying to piece together things in a way that you know, causes more confusion than it does anything else. I mean, obviously, you can't cover everything, but something like this, I'm hoping, gives them a little bit to play with. So, you know, all of those kind of coalesced into, like, well, why not just do an audio diary? Why not just put it out there? And, yeah, that's kind of what I want to do with this. There, like I said earlier, there are things that, like, I don't talk about on You Random, mainly because it's either something that I don't want to get... Well, I don't want to say get into it. All three of us are very busy people. And so when we get time to sit down and just chill and have You Random, nobody wants that to be like drama or debate or anything. Like there are times where we very consciously make a decision that we're not going to talk about a thing. Not because we don't want to talk about it, not because we can't agree upon it, or at least agree to disagree on certain things. We just don't want to waste what little time we have together discussing things that ultimately we know are going to go nowhere. But there are things that, you know, I just want to talk about and just work through. It reminds me when I was a little kid, my parents have always said this, that this was a pattern that I did as a kid, and I still do as an adult. And you can make of my mental well-being from this story what you will. But when I was a kid, and still to this day, whenever I get upset or agitated, one of the things I do is I will pace and talk to myself. It's always been a thing I do. It's how I process information, I guess. And I kind of feel like this might turn into me recording a lot of that because one of my things to do is go for a walk and kind of talk to myself and work through things. And I like to talk through ideas that maybe I have cognitive dissonance about, or just, you know, especially things that I just can't wrap my head around in that moment, or problems. And I think, you know, that putting that down on paper or in audio waves in this case could be kind of helpful. Maybe not for me, but for somebody down the line. Hopefully for me too, because I'm not wasting my time. But that will probably be, like, right now, it's really nice. I happen to have the day off today, so I can sit in my office and record this with a really nice mic, and it sounds really good. I'm sure the rest of these episodes will sound total shit, because they will probably be in the car with my phone or on one of my walks. So, you know, get ready for that. That's going to be awesome. I will try not to eat in your ear, though. Although, as I say that, I'm going to take a drink of coffee. Yeah. Ah, coffee. Coffee's the best. I don't have any cool, like, coffee break music like Klaatu, but, you know, whatever. I do what I can. So, yeah, that's basically the gist of what I'm trying to do. Nothing fancy. It's probably just going to be a lot of me rambling about stuff that most people don't care about. But, you know, it is there for a reason, and hopefully, you know, if you're listening to this, you figured out what that reason is. You know, if for no other reason, you know, just to kind of hear my voice, because who doesn't want to hear my voice? It's a nice voice. It's not really. I hate my voice. All right, so enough of that. I will catch you guys later.